Introduction. Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. Even I want to be Cary Grant. When Cary Grant died on November the 29th of 1986, it was front page news around the world. This foreign actor who had voluntarily left filmmaking behind him 20 years previous and retreated from the celebrity spotlight. Earlier that same year, another actor named Brian Ahern had also passed away. There were some parallels in the lives of Ahern and Grant. Both were born in England, each got their starts as actors on the stage, both made their American film debuts for Paramount Pictures in the early 1930s, and both were leading men right from the start. Unlike Grant, who had signed a long-term contract with Paramount, Ahern preferred to remain a freelance actor, alternating between films for various Hollywood and British studios and returning to Broadway. Ahern starred in a number of notable films in the 1930s, including The Song of Songs, 1933, with Marlene Dietrich, What Every Woman Knows, 1934, with Helen Hayes, I Live My Life, 1935, with Joan Crawford, and Sylvia Scarlet, 1935, with Katharine Hepburn, and Cary Grant. In 1940, he earned a Best Supporting Academy Award nomination. He was, by any estimation, a movie star. Yet upon his death in 1986, his passing was only briefly noted by the press. Citing this is not meant to disparage Mr. Ahern, but rather to illustrate how Cary Grant had elevated himself from being a mere movie star in Hollywood's so-called golden age, and had transformed himself into a cultural idol, retaining that iconic status decades after he put acting behind him. In describing Grant, the journalists used words like style, elegance, wit, charm, and most of all, legend. While all of that absolutely applied, few noted the qualities that made him a legend: resolve, nerve, intellect. For Cary Grant didn't just become legendary by happenstance. He took tremendous career risks to make it happen. If all it took to be a timeless celebrity icon were good looks, luck, hard work, and yes, talent, then Brian Ahern and 1,000 other leading men from the 30s would have remained every bit as famous as Grant for the rest of their lives and beyond. However, it took all of that and more. It took jeopardizing everything he had gained, even knowing the odds were powerfully against him. Cary Grant took that risk, and because of that, to this day, nearing 40 years after his demise, he remains for millions of people the world over the standard by which we measure style, elegance, wit, and charm. After reading this book, I hope you also apply him as a measure for resolve, nerve, and intellect, for that is what took him from being a movie star and made him a legend. That's what made him Cary Grant.